Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Biden administration is rescheduling a high-level Washington meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the details are still being worked out.
The tone throughout here has been businesslike and has been professional, and we expect that it's going to stay that way. We're hoping that this meeting can be scheduled in person here in Washington, as was the original plan. That's the plan that we're still working on now. But again, no final date. And when we get that, we'll let you know.
Israel canceled a senior delegation's originally scheduled Washington visit after the United States abstained from voting on a Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Authorities have yet to formally identify the four still missing workers who were on a Baltimore bridge when it collapsed. But as Sergio Martinez Beltran reports, we are learning more about some of them through their relatives.
Minor Suazo Sandoval came to the U.S. from Honduras nearly 20 years ago. His brother, Martin Suazo, describes him as generous.
Ayudando a los demás, eso era como él se sentía feliz.
He says helping others made his brother happy. Minor Suazo had been working for the last 2 years for the crew that maintains Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. He was there early Tuesday morning repairing potholes when the bridge collapsed. Suazo's brother said the 38-year-old will be dearly missed in his hometown, where he helped finance the building of a hotel that brought jobs to rural Azacualpa, Honduras. He also paid for people's medicines and doctor's appointments in the town. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News.
The founder of now-defunct cryptocurrency exchange FTX has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted in November of fraud, conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges. Prosecutors sought a sentence of up to 50 years, while the defense had hoped for less than seven. The S&P 500 hit a record high on the last trading day for the quarter. The markets have had a strong start to the year as investors grow more optimistic about the economy. NPR's Rafael Nam has more.
The S&P rose only slightly, but it was enough to close at another record high. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones ended less than 200 points short of hitting 40,000. All in all, it's been a spectacular quarter for markets. Stocks have surged at the start of 2024 amid signs that the economy is doing a lot better than many expected. And inflation is coming down, although slowly. For many investors, it's a potential Goldilocks scenario. The Federal Reserve is likely to start cutting interest rates at some point this year, and investors believe that would give another boost to markets, but not if the Fed moves too fast or too slow. Lower rates tend to benefit the economy by reducing the cost of loans. Trading will resume on Monday. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
On Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrials added 47 points. The Nasdaq lost 20. This is NPR. Nearly 150 people have been arrested as part of a crackdown on what authorities are calling the largest criminal operation in Georgia's history. Special Agent Greg Phillips is with the Georgia Department of Corrections Organized Crime Unit. He says the suspects allegedly helped gangs use drones to drop cell phones and drugs into state prisons.
We stopped roughly 170 prison drops during the course of this investigation.
Phillips says the suspects include eight corrections officers and the owner of a drone shop. He says the probe was aided by electronic surveillance and interviews with associates of prison inmates. The Pan American Health Organization says the region has seen more than 3 million dengue cases so far this year, and that's a record high. Brazil has been especially hard hit. And NPR's Gabriela Emanuel reports that Puerto Rico has declared a public health emergency.
Puerto Rico's health department says so far this year it's seen more than 500 cases of this mosquito-borne disease. That's more than normal, and experts expect to see upwards of 10,000 dengue cases.
We're going to have a lot of cases. I mean, at this point, you can't avoid it.
Grayson Brown runs the Puerto Rico Vector Control Unit. His team is focused on limiting the mosquito population.
Yeah, I've got a big team here, 60-something people, and we're working throughout Puerto Rico 19 hours a day.
Most cases are mild, but the disease can be deadly. Experts say factors like climate change and urbanization are to blame for the growing number of dengue cases. Gabriela Emanuel, NPR News.
U.S. markets are closed for Good Friday. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.